supply.
Let's pray. Let's pray. We come again before you this morning, Lord, humbling ourselves before you and before one another, Lord, recognizing that we are children, Lord, and we come to the table, Father, to be fed of our Father. We pray, Lord, that you speak to the hearts of the people, Father, now. Take charge, Lord, even those who are listening in, Lord, maybe trying to do some few things, Father, there and here. The conditions, the weather conditions, not very good, Lord. You know, most of them would have wanted to come, Lord. Whatever it is, Father, you have a way, Father, to feed them, Lord. You can do it, Father. Maybe through this, listening in, and things like that. The major thing is, Lord God, that you talk to the hearts of the people, and that's what we desire, Lord. We pray, Father, that you do that this morning. We commit the whole service to you now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. You can get seated. You can get seated. Now. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I wanted to bring something before I bring my report. I wanted to bring something here, just a small thing. I have had this. And I've been wondering, why am I so much on this? And whenever I go, I'm really on this. I'm really on this, on the message of the hour. And I know this is not a very big thing here. Those of you people are in the message of the hour. And you can't be in Pentecost. I know you that. I know you people are there. But at the same time, there's something here. There's something here that has really touched me. because I know sometimes it becomes a commonplace. Sometimes it's just so much, and you know it. You lived in it for the last maybe 20 years until it becomes a common place. You know, it's a usual place. It's just like that, you know, and that's what I'm thinking. You people can be like that. Other people, like where I've been in Pakistan and different places, they're not even here. They're not even here. And I'm trying to bring them here. This is the message of the hour. And as I give my report, you see some places like when I went there, when I reached there, they had a communion, and they said that they do that because the prophet used to have communion every time there is a turn of the year. That the first December, he had communion at night, and you're turning over to the other year. So they had to do that, and I was told to serve it. I had not preached that time. I just preached my sermon about disagreement. I knew the things that I was bringing. We were to disagree. So I started by disagreements, preaching about disagreements. How do you disagree, and how do you live after you disagree? How do you take the disagreements like that? And I was saying that it's okay. It's okay to disagree. And sometimes you don't know it also until you go to preach, and you find out that's exactly the truth. You don't have to disagree. We don't preach so that we agree. That's a very strong statement. People like agreeing, and it's good to agree. Agreeing is the best thing. But we don't preach so that we agree. We preach the truth, period. And you, every member of the brain has got to agree with the truth, has got to agree with her husband, not with me. I might see it this way, but you got to agree with your husband. You got to agree with the word. That is what I was saying. And we went on like that, and I brought it. So after that, they told me to serve the communion, and I said, no, I'm not going to serve it, and you can serve it. And I just stayed there as they took their communion, like that. And later on, they asked me questions, why didn't you take the communion? I said, because you don't have to take it. Because Jesus Christ has come, and he told us to take it until he comes. And that's another thing. We say he's come. You talk to people, he's come. Very many people, they say he's come. That's my point. And then why don't you live like he has come? Why don't you live like he has come? Why don't you live the way you are saying? And do you understand what I mean?
Amen.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. We also can, this can become a very common place. His come can be, our message can become a common place. Something that is just, you're used to it. It's just, it become like just like any other denomination. Coming to church and things like that. That's not it. That's not it. This is something real. This is something real. This is something that is supposed to work in us. This is supposed to be alive in us that can be produced, that God can come and show it. This is it. This is what I wanted. I hope you get that. I don't want it to become a commonplace. I don't want it to become like that. Just because we come here and we know the word, our church knows the word. I don't want that. Something like that. I want something that is real in an individual. Something that you and he knows that you are. That's the way I'm bringing this. And it's just, I'm not going to read the whole thing. There are very many quotes here, but, and you can read that there. I've also cut, and I'm not going to read everything. But I'd like to read something here. Now, what if all Canada, paragraph 200. I'm going to paragraph 200. If you can go scroll down. Paragraph 200. You scroll down. The same book. That's Greater Than Solomon is here. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. It's a very long thing. And you can read it. He's talking about Queen of Sheba and how the Queen of Sheba, when he heard about Solomon and how he was thrilled and he was thirsting and hungering. And that's exactly right. Are you thirsting and hungering for this? Are you so much in this? Do you really want it? Is it life and death to you?
Amen.
That's my way of looking at it. Is it life and death? Is it something so great that anything else is secondary? Okay, I cannot read everything, but just read that portion of the my title here is Sister Hattie said the right thing or something. Sister Hattie said the right thing. Okay, that's my topic. Okay, let me start from 200. Did you, Isaiah? Medicine 200. 200, just 200. 200, is it? Oh, we don't have 200. Oh, that's right there. Now, What if all Canada, all the United States, all of us, he's talking about the bombs up there. He says we don't have, there will be bombs, and the bombs you can, and the bombs you just be crush everything. And he says if you dig 500 meters underneath the earth to avoid the bomb. So as a bomb shelter, he says it will get you there and it will crush your bone. And then he says if you dig more than that, you're going to find, is it lava? The lava is going to get you. So there's no way, you cannot hide. There's nowhere to hide the bomb that is coming. And he says the only place where you can hide is the bomb shelter is not made of metal. He says it's made of feathers. That is in the feathers of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can only be covered by the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the only place where you can hide yourself. That's what he says. But now he says, now what if all Canada, all the United States, here together would believe on the gift that God has given us, the Holy Ghost. The gift that, and you know what he's talking about, the Holy Ghost. What has the Holy Ghost done? The Holy Ghost has come down in Brother Branham, and a gift like Solomon had is bringing the message of the hour to the people, telling them, 1968, telling them, get out of my people, get out of the denominations. That was what it was. What if the Canada and United States, what if all these countries would rally around that gift and believe it? Get out of my people, get out of denominationalism and stay with the word. What if that happened? You get what I mean? What if that happened? The Lord says, God has given us the Holy Ghost. Why? You didn't have to worry about Russia. If you did that, you don't have to worry about nothing. And he gives that example about Solomon. When they rallied about that gift of Solomon, they didn't care about no country. The prophet says, that was a millennium. Do you get that? That was a millennium for Israel. No country would actually attack Israel at that time. They rallied around that gift. What if Canada and every country and every believer rallied about this truth? What a power. Do you get what I mean? What a power. Brothers, if you do this, what about in that? If all people left everything and submitted themselves to this? Now I'm talking about the message of the hour. That was that message. I'm talking about this message of the hour. The power that goes with it. Everything is yours. Creating schools and everything, that's yours. If we all rallied and forget about ourselves and everything and we get subject, completely subject to this.
Amen.
How about that? Praise God. Russia would not be nothing if that this country did that. If Canada did that, Russia, Korea, and all this, it would be nothing. Iran would be nothing if they did that. They did that in Solomon. That's what happened. He says, "What about?" And I'm not talking about Russia. I'm not in politics. I'm talking about what about the bride? What if we did that? What if we did forget ourselves completely? Forget ourselves completely and came to the thought about that. You're talking too much about the message of the hour. That's what I'm saying. That's God. That's God. That's the only God we have.
Amen.
See, the word here, in the beginning was the word was God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That is the only God we have. What about if we rally around that? And what he's done today, the message of this hour, without fear, without knowing nothing, whether you're going to be loved or not loved. You know, we like being loved, agreeing and things. It's good. It's good. But if you're not going to love me in it, I'm sorry. Praise be to God. What if we rallied around that? What if we stayed there? What if we start there? What about that? What if we solved ourselves completely? What about that? What would happen? Because the gift of God has given to us, the Holy Ghost, why? You didn't have to worry about Russia. Why? The nations would fear us. God would put a fear upon them.
Amen.
He did it when he went into Palestine. Remember what Rahab, the harlot, told the spies? Fear, fear. We have no life left in us. That the enemies. They were saying, Rahab was saying, when we heard you, when we heard what God was doing,
amen,
no fear, that's the devil. Nothing will stop you. If you are the fear will tremble, the devil will tremble, everything you tremble, everything you go down. This is God, brother. This is God.
Amen.
This is not a gift that Solomon had. This is himself now.
Amen.
It's greater than Solomon is here now.
Amen.
There is no greater than Jesus Christ of Nazareth is here today. That's a very strong statement also. This is the greatest of the greatest. This is it. This is what God was looking for since the Garden of Eden. This is what he was looking for. He has achieved it. This is him and her. That's right. What if we rallied around that? Those people don't know. When God didn't know, he winked. Now he commanded you. You know. The Pakistans don't know. The Kenyans much, they know, but not much like you do. But now you know it. God commanded you to get sold out completely. That's right, brothers. What if we did, brothers? Talk about creating squeal. That's a small thing. He did it when he went to Palestine. Remember, Rahab, everything, God, everybody was fearing him. God can do the same thing. But what are we trying to do? Make our own achievement? Why not take God's way of doing it? Why not? What would happen in Canada tonight if every man and every woman that profess to be a Christian would come together and pray, accept the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I know this is not right, but this is not what I'm saying. What if they come around? What if every member of the bride would come around and accept? This is him. This is him.
Amen.
Him and me are one. And that, I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it like that. What if there was a lust in every one of us to be completely sorted? What about that? He talks about the Queen of Sheba. I can't read everything. It's so much. But it's so good. So the Queen of Sheba started lusting. He started lusting. And she said, it was not easy with her. He started hearing every caravan that is coming around from Israel. He said to them, there is a great man called Solomon, and he's doing. And every time he said, what did you see? You need to come. It has come to a place where even going to church is something that you got to be talked about. Brothers, sisters, are you lasting for this? Are you lusting for this? Are you hungering for this? Do you value it? Do you value it? Do you value it? How do you take it? Do you take it something secondary? Is it something that is, you can just park it there first of all, you do whatever you're going to do and then you go pick it up? Is it something that is not going to work? It's not going to work. You're going to stay there wondering, what is that? This is a new thing. I have a new thing. It's not working. Why? Why? To you, it's not, you're not thirsty. You're not hungry. The Queen of Sheba thirsted. The Queen of Sheba said, like, she's going to die. All those things. She had to go. He says, there were a lot of impediments being told, no, there are pirates on the way. There are this, and you are a woman, and all this. He said, no! This, I can't hold it. No, I got to go. If I die, let me die. You sang that song. If I die, let me die. If I die, let me die. I'm going. I'll be sold out to this. If I die, let me die. In Pakistan, it's very interesting. It's called Islamic Republic of Pakistan. Even a Baptist, you feel like he's your brother because of the persecution and things like that. They hide. You don't mention about Muslims. Like one time, I'm preaching and I have a microphone and they say, no, Muslims are around now. Muslims are around. Put the microphone down. And I have to put the microphone down so that they can pass around. And then they have their own noise and things like that. When they pass, we can continue. Until the government is now helping them, they have one minister that's a Christian, just to support because it's so oppressive. So even to be a Baptist or a Catholic, you feel like this is your brother. They call themselves your brothers. Now, getting them out of that, that's my work. And not my work, it's God's work. But that's why I want to get them out of that. You have come. That Christianity is good, being a Baptist, but I want to get you out of that. There's something else here. That's not where God wanted you to be. God was taking you out of the Muslims and idol worship. Up here, this was the destination. Now you people have come to the destination. What are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? God bless you. I know you people. I know you love the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to them, where I'm talking. Forgive me for that, brother. I know you love this. I know that. So I don't know why I'm talking. But brothers, this is the promise. This is the promise. Give yourself to it.
Amen.
Give yourself to it, and then you see me what I will do. You cannot outgive God. Don't you never think that you're going to give God so much and until God marvels, how am I going to do? No! You give yourself to Him and you see what He's going to do. That's what the promise is. You cannot outgive God.
That's right.
Praise God. And you can go down. I'm just giving the report, brother. Come over and see the great gift. They were saying everywhere. And I'm talking also to myself. I look at the churches around. I look at the churches around and brothers. Message believer churches. Praise be to God. But anyway, anyway, I'm just talking about how can we give ourselves to this? Is it important enough? How do you value it? What is it? Is it just another denomination of our families, of our friends? Is it another community that I joined? Is it like that? Is it? Praise be to God. You are not in it. If that's the position you hold, you are not in it. This is not something that you hold like that. When you recognize it, it doesn't matter. Where are you going? That ego, it didn't care. I've been always on the floor. I've been very comfortable here. Scratching and doing that. This is better. I don't know what will happen. What am I going to eat on the air? I don't know. But I'm going to go anyways. I'm going to go. That's where I belong. I don't know why. I don't know how, but that's where I'm going. I'm going. Chickens, are you going to be there? Where are you going to rest? Did you see? He doesn't have nothing. I'm going anyways.
Amen.
How do you take it? How do you take this message? How do you take the message of the hour? How do you take the message that he has come? How do you take it? What is it to you? What is it? Sister Hattie, see the same, see the right thing. Let's go there. I'm going to jump. On the other book now, the foreign book. Gotel. I'm not going to read anything, everything. As I said, I'm giving my report. It's just something there that I feel like. Proverbs, there's a quote that says, and I'm sorry, brother, I'm not scolding you. I wish somebody would say these things instead of me. I'm not worth it saying it. I'm the weakest. I'm the weakest, brothers. The prophet said, if you have anything in you, you not wait for this door to get opened. Because of the way you are deciding to come and hear the Lord talk. And if there's anything that makes you not, then the prophet said, you are the part of the church if you know it and you don't say it. You are the part of that of the church that God will ask at the day of judgment. Yes, sir. You answer it. But you saw it. You didn't ask. You didn't correct it. You let it go. You let it go, destroying its destruction. If there's two ways. You either come and you're so much eagering to come and hear God speak. And if God is not speaking, speak up. God is not speaking. There's something here. Forgive me for this, for these things. But it's got to come to a place where you either decide or it's not going to work with you. It's not working. Sister Hattie said the right thing. Let's come here. Literally, I know paragraph 177 of the book called Gotel. Read there, paragraph 177. And you can read all that. There's some very good things up there. And Hattie, maybe not 174 down there. I don't have time. The prophet was talking about the squirrels. He explained that in other quotes. And now, it came to a place where, and you know who the squirrels were. I'm not going to pitch on that. But you know what the squirrels were. The squirrels were, he was talking about the third pool. The third pool. And you know that was the second pool. That was during second pool. That's why I talk like that. There was the third pool in the second pool. God displayed the third pool during second pool. I know you understand. Senior don't seem to understand. That's okay. We can talk about that maybe sometimes. Second pool was the time, 1958, like that. And second pool was God in one man called William Marion Branham, in a nutshell. God in one man called William Marion Branham. God in one man called Jesus Christ. God in one man, that was the Messiah. So discernment was actually vindicating or showing this is the Messiah. This is one man, God in one man. During that time of God in one man, which is the second pool, he displayed the third pool. He created the school. The schools was the third pool. The third pool was God speaking things into being, was the word. The word speaking. Do you get that? So that was the third pool during the second pool. That was saying. So Hattie was told about that we have come to that. When God has come down and he's doing this. And the prophet said, just like Abraham creating that lamb. He said, there was no lamb, but he created it. So, I created school. I did that. Hattie said that. Let's read it. Literally, I know he was speaking. And the prophet had gone there back there to give him money that he had contributed for a poor man. That touches me also. A poor woman that had contributed money for, I think it was church building or something. But the prophet said, no, we cannot hold this money. Let's get it back to her. And we took the money back to her. They were taking money back to her. And she said, literally did I know he was speaking to me. And he felt like he doesn't want to give out that money. He talked to her about that woman that gave the You remember the man, the woman that gave, during Jesus' time, sent, and Jesus Christ stood up and said, she has given the greatest. And the prophet says, when that came, she felt, I'm not gonna give it to her, because Jesus Christ did not take the 2 cents and give it back to her. You remember that? So the prophet said, I'm not gonna give it to her. And the prophet says, little did I know that he had greater things for her. Okay. No, that was the same one. And I didn't know that I was talking to the same woman. The same woman that Jesus Christ was talking about. Literally, did I know he was speaking to me the same way. Of a widow woman to a husband. Her husband was killed. Neither did I know that that was the same one. The same woman that Jesus Christ was talking over there. One. When I said, then I'll just keep the $20. You have something else for her. You, God, have something else for her. I said, the only thing I know that Jehovah is still Jehovah Jireh. He's able to provide a sacrifice. He's talking about that lamb there, the lamb of Abraham. He's able to give a sacrifice. And she started, and Hathia, not knowing what she was saying, raised up and said, that's nothing but the truth. How many times do we say that? It's nothing. This is not just saying it. Hathia said it. It's something that came to her mind and recognized the message of the hour, the disciple. This is coming. She recognized that. She said, that's it. He said, praise be to God. That's nothing but that. That's why we are. The statement does not say it. What? How many times has anybody in the church said that nothing but the truth? But that's not, they are not saying the right thing. But this time, she said the right thing. This is not what she said about it. It's what it was to her. It is what that message was to her. Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen. It is what that message was to her. What is this? God has created the school. It's praise be to God. It's nothing but the truth. It's the message of the hour. Are you getting it? That's what God saw. God saw something in her. When she said that, God saw something in her. The words don't say it. But the problem is, she said the right thing. How many times do we say the right thing? How many times do we amen? Do we say amen? How many times when it's being preached, you say amen, amen? How many times do we do that? And we're not saying it yet. That's not it. It's an amen that comes from what you don't have nothing else to say, but you cannot preach it. You cannot. But it's the truth. You can jump up. It's the truth. You know it. You know it's the truth from down deep. You know this is nothing but truth. Something hit her. Oh my, that was right. Okay. That's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. He said, that's nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. Oh my, that was the right thing to say. He said, that was the right thing to say. He's talking about the message of the hour. Okay, that's the right thing to say. That was the right thing to say. He said, right to tell. About that time, the power of God struck that place. I never felt such anointing when I did. I said, Hattie, thus said, it's the same God. You think God died? You think God is buried in Jeffersonville, Indiana? He's not. He's greater now than he was there, greater from, because that was in one man. He said, it's expedient that I go. Because even if I don't go, you just remain like that. But if I go, I'll send the Holy Ghost to each one of you. What I'm doing, you'll be able to do as a group. Right. Wherever you go. This is expedient that he goes as one man. He stops. And that God in one man goes to the mad bus of the bride. Now he can do more. People read here and they want to put themselves there. That is a gift. I've been given a gift. Don't rally around any man. Yes, sir. Don't rally. You have your pastor. Give him respect. Give tithes and everything. Support him and everything else. But don't rally around no man on earth. Rally around him. Rally around the word. Power of God struck that place, and I felt us anointing. When it did, I said, Hathia, thus saith the Lord. Ask what you will. I don't care what it is. God has given me the authority to give you your heart's desire right now. If you ask for $1 million, you can have it. Ask for that little crippled girl to get up and walk, she will have it. Ask for anything now. If we only gave ourselves completely sold, completely 100% sold, given out. This. But you can die for it. You can do anything for it. Everything could shake. God in heaven can be touched. Or God in us can be touched. Ask for that little people, whatever. She said, what shall I ask, Brother Branham? And you can go on. That is the Lord, whatever feelings, whatever. He goes on. I'm not preaching. I was just giving some testimony. I was just giving something small before I preach. Let's go to the next good. Invisible Union. Can I finish now? You can read that. Those are very... sometimes you just read them and you don't know what he's saying, but sometimes you read and then something opens up like that and you see what he's saying. He's saying things I can't express, brothers. He's saying things here to me that I can't express, brothers. What if, brother? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added unto you. What if that? What if you get thirsty and hunger and everything else? It's like a life and death. What if that? Okay. But let's come here. I know this is just something fast. I'm just bringing it and throwing it out there. But let's... I hope the Holy Ghost will take it to our hearts and see what I'm saying, brothers. I was asking myself, why am I so much on the message there? Why am I so much on the message there? There's no other God. There's no other God to preach. There's no other salvation. There's no other salvation. You preach anything else. If you're preaching anything else, that's death to the people. That's death to the people. You're not giving them God. God is the message of the hour. That's right, brothers. The only God we have. And the only salvation is the bread. That's strong. But that's the truth. The only person to be saved today is the bread. Nobody else. You get saved, you become the bread. Not become, but you are the bread. Do you get? Now, there's nothing else to be saved. There's nothing. The way to be saved now is to believe the right is the message of the hour, and it only goes to the bread. Those are strong statements, but that's the truth. You search and find, is that the truth? And the bread is completely sold to her husband. The husband and her are one. You don't. Why do we live like we are not married? That's the question I was asking them in Pakistan. How can you be married and you're still loitering around like you're not a married woman? How can you be like that? It cannot be. Seems like you're not married. You're just saying you're married. You're not married. Why don't you care? Why don't you care? Why don't the other churches about, they care about their churches, their big churches, that's true. The message churches around here. Around the world, the message churches around the world, they care about themselves. They care about big churches, they care about the system, and we need the system. Like here, this Michael has done, he's done a lot. Brother, God bless you very much. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's good, but that's good. But remember, it's beyond that. It's beyond these churches. It's beyond big churches. It's beyond big groups. It's beyond that, brothers. It's beyond beauty. It's beyond what you see. It's beyond that. It's something that is real. Real in you. Something, you know it. You feel it. You know it. You know it's sure. Nothing can move you. All right. I don't know that would come like that, but that's okay. Okay. Let no man by his creed deceive you. You stay right straight in the promise of God, the word of God. Stay there. In other words, if it's the word for this age, that's why I'm mistaken. It must be this message. It must be this message. If this word is not this message, it's not going to work. What is to work? How does it work? There's no salvation. There's no nothing. There's no God. That's how strong it is. Today, there's no anywhere else. There's this message. Any other thing will not work. It will not work. How does it work? Saving you. How was it to work? God, we need God and you. God and you becoming one. It will not work. It will not happen. If you're anywhere else, this is it. This is it. The message of the hour. That's how serious it is. You say, I can go to in the church. You know, you can even disagree with us here and go to another. That's okay. That's okay. We are not even. And somebody asked me. Okay. I'm not going to talk about that. They might hear. I don't know that. But that's okay. But listen, we are not policemen. We are not policemen. But we are a sister wearing clothes. No, I don't care. If you can wear those short clothes, wear them. If you can wear trousers, you wear them. I'm not going to be a policeman. That shows what you are. That's what, and nobody's going to, what are you doing? No. You do whatever you want to do. If you can't come to church, that's okay. If you don't want to go, that's okay. That's all right. Can you get that? That's all right. Whatever you do, you do. I'm not, sorry, Brother Don, I'm messing up your church. I'm sorry. I'm not a policeman. If the Holy Ghost is not there, if you're not, if this has not come to that, but now I'm telling you, but somebody who has never come and don't know this, I'll follow him, I'll follow her, and try to tell her, don't do this, I'll follow her. But we are grown ups, we know what this is. We know this is life and death. If you're not hungering and fasting, I'm not going to be a policeman. I don't know. Why am I talking this? I'm sorry. But it will never work. It will never work. You're just saying it with your mouth and you're walking around. It will never work. You're not saved. You're not going anywhere. You die, you go to hell. Now, if you're not in this, you die and go to hell. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, how do you know? Yeah, he said it. After the church ages, there's only one group that he has. That's the bride. In the church ages, he was dealing with many groups. Everybody who's to the church of Laodicea, write this. To the church of Ephesus, write this. Write this. And he talks to the group, two groups of people. Some people, and he says, because they were saying they were Christians, they were claiming they were. So God was talking to them. So he was talking to the right vine, his bride of that age. But at the same time, he was talking to all those groups. Can you get that? But today, listen, today, it's only one group of people that he's dealing with. He took the book, mass was over, the judgment fell on the people, judgment was that they are there, they are carved out. And here is the bride. He's only dealing with that group of people, the bride. No more mercy. Means they cannot get saved. If you're not predestined to be the bride, you cannot get saved, period. When you get saved, you are the bride. I need to finish now because I've taken too much time on this. Since I come, I've taken the preaching from Don, and I'm sorry, Brother Don, but we always think that we're going to have that and this message, this report to come. But today, maybe those people are listening in. I'm not against anybody, whoever is listening in. I know people listening from Kenya, from everywhere, from Pakistan. I'm not against anybody. I'm just, it's just something that is in me, that we need to be more serious with God's word. We need to be more serious with this message. Yeah. And listen, I can be wrong. Listen to that. I can be wrong. My wife, I can be wrong. I can mistreat you. I can do something that is wrong to you. That's me. Don't feel like I'm not going to even to that church. That's me. It's not God. Why are you punishing God? Do you get the point? Why are you punishing God? You can. You come to the word. Don't leave the word because of me. I'm not here because of you. You are not here because of me. No. You are here because of me. We are all looking at him. Do you get that? Let's all come to him. Let's not rally around a church, around a person, around a husband, around a woman. I know nothing. Let's rally around him. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let's rally around him. If anything goes wrong, say, this is not according to the word. Say, tell me, especially me. If I come with anything that's not according to the word, I'm ready to sit down. I'm ready to sit down and be corrected. If you don't, you are going to answer in the day of judgment. This is not easy. It was not easy for the Queen of Sheba. It was not. That's not easy. It's not a flowery bed of ease. You got to be strong. You got to be strong to start for. You are, I'm a soldier in the, why do you call yourself a soldier? A soldier that is sleeping with a gun there? You are not a soldier. Be a soldier. Stand up for this. Wherever, whenever. 24/7. Stand up. You can touch me all you want. You can do all me you want, but touch this. You see me rise up. Be like that. I mean, that's the way we are supposed to be in this. Okay. But what if it's not the word of this day? God, this day, God vindicates it so. If it's the word for this day, God vindicates it so. If all we rally around this, God will vindicate it. God will come around, God will show it. God, and even in our lives, God will show it. God will show it. You have some peace, you have some rest, you have some, there's something that you know. God will vindicate it. God will vindicate it. If it's not the word for this day, God will not. And you can sing all you want. You can go to all the countries. Because there's money. You know, it's very expensive to go to those countries. To go, a mission, like I have gone, maybe I would have bought two cars or one car. I would have bought a car. Maybe with that money. Yes. It's very expensive and suffer. Sometimes you suffer because you do things like, okay. Yeah. But what am I saying? You want to have all the money and go all over the world. But what are you running around this? Are you studying with this? Are you on this? If you're not in this, even what you're taking is not God. You're taking something else. Because so, if he doesn't, it's not the one. If he doesn't vindicate it, I think you can see where you're coming from. Canada, America. If you can start with this, if you can give yourself with this, nothing will start against you. Everything will be troubling. The devil and things will be troubling. God will do things. Now, if he doesn't, it's not the word for this day. If it's not, he's not going to vindicate nothing else but the word for this day. The word that fell on the day of Pentecost will not work. That's, you know, no, sir, that was for the Pentecost. This is for the bride going home. This is bride. This is after Pentecost. We got something different. The Pentecostals represented that again. People like things they won't do. People like things they won't do. They really want things that they can do. This is nothing you can do. All right. We're in the bride age. We are in the bride age. We are not in the Pentecostal age. We are not in the church ages. We are not in Brother Branham's. I love Sister Mary, the Sunday school teacher. She really, we had, you're going to see that maybe if I come there. We had a very good time with the Sunday school children, and they sang some things. Why are we not in the church ages? Why don't we take communion? And those children really thrilled me. Whenever they talk like that, they really, and they're saying it. They're sitting down in a field, and some people are listening in. They were, what are these students saying? We went to Animal Orphanage, brother. Animal Orphanage in Nairobi. We went there with them. We had a Nissan. A van, and I put them there, and we had a very, very good time with those children. And then on the following Sunday, I had to meet their parents, encouraging them, because their children now are actually making them want to come, and that's what we're trying to do in Kenya, like that, trying to encourage the parents, because some of the parents are not even Christians, but their children come. Okay, now, Pentecost represents that again. We are in the bride age, no more than the word of Noah would work. You see that statement? We're in the bride age. Very, very, you people don't realize that. That's what touches me, Brother Don. Very, very many churches don't know that. Amen. They're still preaching restoration. A minister, I went somewhere, and a minister, they're older than me in this message. And they have given themselves to the message. But they don't know that statement. They're still preaching the restoration message. that Brother Branham was sent, Malachi 4:5, to restore, to preach to the children the faith of Paul, baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are not three gods. Right? That's where they are. And you look at that, and they are good people. They are good people. So when you look at that, my head tears down. I feel like I'm going to die. I want to stay there. I want to stay there and tell them, no. And I don't care. I don't care. I don't care when you're teaching a child to do something and she's slapping you. I don't care. It's just like that. I'm going to start there and tell them and tell them and tell them. They just argue. I don't care. I'll stay there. I'm not saying they argue. I go. No, I'm going to stay there until God tells me to get out. But now it's not God who told me to get out. It's because I cannot stay there any longer. I have to come back. But I wish I would stay there and talk to them. And brother, I can see the fruits. They are talking. They are telling me, brother, you know, I went, you know, we don't have like we have. So I went to one of the brothers, a very old brother in this message, older than me by far. And I went and showed him where the prophet is saying that, and the church ages are over. And when Odisha church ages over, and it is, and he read it. I told him, read it loudly. And he says, and it is. He looked at me, you mean that? I said, yes, he's saying Laodicean church is over. Who was the messenger of brother of Laodicea? He said, Brother Branham. And he said like that, the whole sermon. He said like that. When I went, I heard he went back there and said, brother, we can't continue. He was like mad, like crazy. We can't continue like this. If it is, we cannot continue like this. I read it. And was telling me everybody, I read it. You think they're arguing now, you throw them away? I'm not. I'm going to stay there until God tells me go. Praise be God. Amen. I don't know what's going to happen. The problem is we stay very long. I would like Don to go right now. I'm sorry, brother. Don would be on his way to go now. And after that, Brother Keenan and Chris and everybody. And Mike, I want you there. I want people to go there. Because, brothers, people, children are asking. They want it. Praise be God. And be mature enough. I know you people are mature. When they throw you, it's like a baby. You are giving him food. And you know he's throwing it even on your face. You wipe yourself, continue. No, as well, do not work for Moses. More than Moses, no, would have worked in time of Paul. Here he's trying to tell them, you are dead to that. You are dead. What does he say? You are dead to the big here. It won't work. No matter how much you rally around and you give yourself to the message of Rhodesia, saying that you are the message, you are believers of message, it will not work. It will not do nothing. That will not work. That will not do nothing. That doesn't have power. It's dead. It's gone. Now, what is going to work? If you rallied and gave yourself and surrendered completely to the message of the hour, just start there and let God abdicate it. God show it himself. Praise be to God. Let's go to the... I'm sorry, brothers. I should have my sermon, but I'm gonna. This is a marathon. I'm gonna go very fast on this. I don't know. I give Michael. I really feel for Brother Michael. Michael wants to do this thing, and I hate telling him because he's not gonna say no. He's not gonna say no. He wants it to be done right away. So, and I don't know how to do it. So. I come back to him and ask him to do it for me. So, I had some pictures there. I sent those pictures in fellowship. Why I did that, I'm lazy on these things. So, sorry. I want to switch this on. Switch this off. I don't know where I've done that because I needed to know time. I might exit. Let me just put it here because of time. I don't want to stay here. This is all right. So let me just put it here. So, here we go. You remember that I departed here on that morning of Sunday, and I had one of the things I wanted to say is that. I was very strong. I was very, very strong, physically speaking. And I wanted to say why I also send those messages, those pictures to the fellowship group instead of to the faith group. It's because, Brother Don, I wanted to send them there, but there are more people in fellowship, like Chris and Keenan and them. And Keenan yesterday called me and told me that he's really eager, he's really wanting to hear the report from Pakistan and my trip report. So I decided to put them there last night so that they can see it. So bear with me. Bear with me for that. And I think they reached you. Those pictures reached you. And is it capsuling? Writing down there what it is. Some of them. If it's not, don't worry. I'm going to explain. So I left here on 23rd, I think November 25th. That was a long stay. And arrived on 24th, I think. 25th was the fellowship day. I think it was on Tuesday. That was Monday. I arrived on a Monday, on a Tuesday. And I preached very well. I preached very well on that Tuesday. That was very good anointing in my house. The fellowship there in my house, it was great. It was very great. And the thing that they were asking when I was here, they were asking about water baptism. It's a very big question. It's a very big question. It's not something. Just understand the people. Just understand the people. It's the most difficult question when it comes to things that you've got to stop. It's very intricate. I understand the people about baptism. They don't see why we should stop baptizing. They don't see why we should stop baptizing. So, and I understand that. But then God revealed to me very many things about that when I started preaching them. Don't worry if it's not possible, brother. You can look at the pictures if they're in their phones. So like that. But I wanted to say that day I preached very well. The anointing was great. I just come like the previous day. The anointing was great. It was great, great. Where you feel the flow of the Holy Ghost bringing it out like that. And I've encouraged people to disagree with me in my church, in Dika, and I like it. I like it when they disagree. I like it. It's okay to disagree with me. And I've told them, just disagree with me if you don't see it that way, that's okay. So there's one brother there that really, but when I was coming, after preaching several sermons, after that, when I was coming, he got a hold of me and hugged me and said, brother, I know you don't know that I love you. I know you don't. And he was kind of crying. I said, why, brother? I know you love me. But you don't understand it. I said, he was actually wanting to leave our church and go to another church, to somewhere else. And I think the thing that was disturbing him was about baptism. I think the way he heard the people presenting it like that. And I said, no, brother. And we talked, even in the ministry meeting. And now I don't know whether he has seen it, but he has been sitting there and, of course, opposing me sometimes whenever we talk and whenever he starts up. But I don't mind. So we went on like that. When I was leaving, the day I was leaving, he hugged me. He said, brother, you don't know that I love you. And I'm not going nowhere. And he said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm with you. I'm going to stay here. And God had done something by his grace. I think he's seeing now where I'm coming from. I'm not hitting baptism. It's not something that homotic. I'm just saying what the prophet says. We like things that you can do. Here, there's nothing you can do. Here in this, there's nothing you can do to save somebody. Baptizing them will not save anybody. It will not save them. It does not do nothing. Communion and things like that. And laying of hands and things like that. Those things, if you want to do them. But it doesn't do nothing to them. Don't cheat them that by this, you're going to go to God. Don't cheat them that. Tell them, I'm doing them for just for doing it. Because that's what the prophet says. It will not help. It will not help. If you want to do them, that's okay. So we went on like that. And I don't think now he can baptize. I don't know. He looked like things have changed with him. And I love him. I love him more so. But he really started this message. That's good. Now, on Thursday, Wednesday, I don't put it there, but Wednesday I rested a bit. I don't know what I did on Wednesday. One of the days, I've forgotten about the dates exactly, so the dates might not follow. That's Guru, brother. That's Guru. Okay, but I think we don't follow. I think I'm not, but you're gonna go slowly. Okay, preach me in my house. Anointing was not. That Thursday, I went there, brother. This was the starting of when I was feeling like this is not good. This is not good. Thursday, I went there to the pulpit and I preached. I preached as hard, and I have a video of that. I didn't put the videos. Videos are very wrong. Videos are very wrong. I didn't want to put them here because it's the whole sermon, so I didn't put them on the pictures. But I think I can post them. But they're in Swahili. Like when I preach in my house, it's in Swahili. So when I preached there, brothers, I felt like I'm bitter. The way you feel, and I like being honest. I felt like I've really underperformed. I felt so bad. And I was like, what is happening? Am I not praying? What is it? What did I come to do? Or was it a mistake for me to come? And I was wondering like that. So it beat me up a bit. And I went there. I tried to talk to the Lord. And the Lord was not saying anything. I was like, what is the problem? What is the problem? So that Saturday, the following Saturday, that was on 29th, we had the ministers' meeting. You know, I've always told you that I'm not bragging, but I'm very good at those talks. When they ask question, is on the fingertip, brother. It's there. I just and sometimes I don't even know where it is, but when I go there, it's there. Always it's been like that. This time, I don't know what the Lord was teaching me. I don't know. I tried to search. My search engine was not working right. I don't know whether it was working right or what it was. And later on, I look at what were they saying, really? They were not saying anything later on after that. And they bombarded me. There are two brothers there who I love very much. And I like it. They are still in that ministry meeting. And they were telling me to have another ministry meeting before I left. I could not have that. But they were bringing the quotes about, one, this is something they were saying. They could not prove that. That Revelation 10, that coming is not the second coming of the Lord. It's not the second coming of the Lord. And I tried to show them. And that one I explained very well and had some quotes. But now they brought about the quotes that we're going to fly away in the skies. And the prophet says exactly that. The rapture is flying away. Fly away. And there's quotes like that, fly away. And when I went back to look at it, I would like to talk about that one time. The prophet talking about flying away and with our gowns like that and on the stream like that, especially on the book called The Rapture, you know, like that. They bothered me that until... But I tried it, but I felt like I didn't perform very well. Now, on that year, that was a Sunday, I went to the pulpit. I'm telling you this. These 3 days, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, were my worst days. So I preached, and when I preached in the church, I finished preaching, I went back. I didn't even come to greet. What we do when we preach, then all the people come out, the girls, the ladies come and line up here. Joe saw that, and you know that, and brother don't know that. They line up here. And the men line up there. They go greeting one another, and each one you greet somebody. You don't greet. Don't go without greeting people. So and then the women here, and then the men comes greeting the sisters, and they finish here. That's what we do. I didn't come out to do that. I was crying. I was there, crying, telling God, "What is it?" Because I felt so bad. I felt, "What am I doing here? I'm not preaching. I must as well go to America. Back to America." I thought I'll do that. What am I doing? Did I do wrong to come here? But just some two sisters come. I think two sisters. They come to where I was, just crying like that. They usually give us some tea. They are the ministers. So they told me, "Brother, we don't want you to have an interpreter when you're preaching. Just preach in Swahili." That was great. I said, great? I thought I did the very poor job there. But they told me the things that they understood about, that's when I was giving them about the example of stages. You know, like you come here, that is the justification, and then you come to 150, you're going to Denver, then you come to 50, that is sanctification, and then you go to 16, that is the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and then you go to Denver. You know, those are stages. When you're in Denver, you cannot be told to come back here because you got already where you got, you are where. That's where I was giving around. And they started telling me that. Oh, that was very clear. I said, what? Because I don't know why I'm feeling like I'd perform. You feel it. A minister feels it. When there's a flow, when the Holy Ghost is continuing like that, that flow was not there. And let me say this. I'm not a preacher who just, who just say things. I don't like that. I like the Holy Ghost. Feeling like the Holy Ghost is with me and it's going with my words and it's flowing. That flow, I like that. When it's not that, like that, I feel like it's me who is doing it and I don't like that. I don't like that at all. So that day, it was very, very, very bad. But the sister came there and told me. Then, in between there, before that Sunday, we had a youth meeting. I tell you, it is usually very busy. They were complaining that I don't even give them time. I am just all of them. I don't give them time. I told them, for now, it will be like that. But I will get some time, like when I get back to Kenya, I'll give them more time now. I'll give them more time. Visit their houses and things like that. This time, I cannot give them. I was very, very busy. I was very, very busy. That Saturday, I don't remember exactly when, but that Saturday, between that, I think it was second or sometimes, we had a youth meeting in Dika. We had a youth meeting, and there will be pictures. This is Guru. Maybe I will not go with that. Let me come to Guru. Let me come to Guru. After that, I traveled to Uganda. At the end there, you're going to see, at the end of this, you're going to see Brother Vincent. Brother Vincent, Brother Don had told me about Brother Vincent. When I was going to Uganda, I was supposed to go to Brother David's church. I was supposed to preach there on Wednesday. And then he changed that. He said that I cannot do that because Brother Joshua was going there on 21st. So they cannot have the two meetings then and here. So they cannot gather for me. I said, that's okay. I think they were overwhelmed. And then I was to meet Brother Vincent. Then when I left at the border, they said Brother Vincent was not available. So I traveled. I went to Bare and then took to the... I slept in Bare and then went to Guru. Guru is near Sudan. It's a very, very long distance. It's near Sudan. But that's a good place. The roads are good, so I traveled there. In Guru, that's Guru. That's Brother Isaac. That's Brother Isaac. This is the kind of houses they live in. They are very poor people. They are very poor. They are very poor people. That's Brother Isaac. That is the pastor. And he's doing a very good job. And he's very deep in the message. I can even bring some. Okay, that's the houses. Those are the houses. Those are. This is a brother, a deacon in the church, and he was marrying. That is his wife. Of course, they have not. I don't know why they wanted me to marry them. They look like they're married, but I married them anyways. I don't know why they wanted me to marry them, but marrying them, praying for them is okay. And we had a marriage. That's their house. That's their house. And they are very good people. The only thing I would like to say about this is that brothers, as I'm saying, Brother Isaac knows the word and is trying to help them. But the people there don't know. The people there they're not deep in the word. Maybe they're listening to me, and that's true. They're not very deep in the word, and that's why I feel like we really need to help them. Next time, there's something that I would have done, but I didn't have the capacity to do that. And also, I didn't know if I was. I knew there were some people. This is town of Guru, about 10 miles. There are about 12 people that I was supposed to get and bring them so that we can have that convention. I was not able to do that. They had not actually told me that. And of course, when they told me about big things, I told Brother Isaac, I don't have the kind of money that I would sponsor a meeting like that and bring people around, give them fares. I will not be able to do that. But I felt like we were supposed to go there where they were. I could have carried these people and go with them where they were. That didn't happen. But I don't know. They cannot even listen in. They cannot even listen in. They don't have the phone. They don't have nothing. And I didn't carry the phones with me because I thought that those phones were to be given. The phones that you people gave me, I had several of them. The phones that you gave me, I was supposed to give to the people in Kenya. I didn't know that there are other people in Uganda. I could have carried two or three there. And they could have used them. I could have also carried some because I had quite a good number. I had some iPads with them. Maybe I could have carried them to Pakistan. I didn't do that. But they are being distributed in Kenya and they are helping people very, very much. Now, that is again that. Maybe I can deal with the pictures first. And that's the brothers in the church. That is where we had that church. That is a school that is closed. They don't have any school now. I think it closed down, but that's where they meet.
That's a brother. This is the brother that had come from Karamojong. Karamojong is near Kenya, near the border of Kenya, and he's far. He had traveled very far to come, and like that. Those are those brothers. That's the brother from Karamojong, and he wants us to go to Karamojong. That's where Brother Joshua was. Brother Joshua wanted me to fly from, and I should have done that, fly from Pakistan. If I came back on second, I was supposed to come to Nairobi and then fly to Rodwa, brother. Rodwa. I get to Rodwa and then cross to Uganda by road. And he was there. He stayed there for 2 weeks. He's doing a very good job. Brother Joshua Kioko, Brother Joshua Muteti. He's doing a very good job. He stayed there. He stayed in Uganda for a very long time. That's his brother's place. And there are a lot of people. He was persuading me not to go back to Kenya. And he really felt bad. Brother Isaac felt so bad that I could not now leave. He wanted us to leave Guru. Guru is, this is Uganda. This is where I am. Kampala is over here. Okay? He wanted us to go here. It's a very, very, very long distance. He wanted us to go here. So I don't go back to Kenya, but we go here and stay there for a week. And there were about 150 people who are gathering, and they're waiting for me. I said, I can't. Because the following weekend, after I get to Kenya, I had only 1 day, then I go to Meru. So I cannot do that. And it felt so bad. He was like, brother, why do you do me like that? No. I said, there's nothing I can do. In fact, he persuaded me and persuaded Brother Joshua to postpone the ministry meeting in Meru so that we go there. And I thought Joshua agreed. And I said, if Joshua agrees and they put them to another date, maybe not the weekend, I'll do that. Then Joshua said yes. He told me, and we started organizing going there. But Joshua called me. He said, I hear that you are going to Karamojong. I said, yes. He said, no. We didn't agree like that. The people in Meru are waiting for us, the ministers, so we can do that. I said, that's okay. That's okay, brother. So I told Brother Isaac, what are we going to do? I said, there's nothing we can do. That was not in our arrangement, but we're going to come. Then they were waiting for me after I come from Pakistan on second. On that weekend, I was supposed to go there. Then I felt like it's not possible now. So like that, we gone. This is Brother Vincent. When I came from Guru, I passed Busia. Instead of passing Maraba, there are two border points. Instead of passing there, I passed here. So I had to come here, because I'm coming from this direction, I had to come here and then go to Kenya. In Busia, I called Brother Vincent, and we met there. We had a very, very good fellowship that morning. We took breakfast together there in Busia at the border, and we talked. And I'm going to talk to him, because I expected him to be with Joshua, because Joshua went to Brother David. But I think there is something to be. It's okay now to say it, because this is the truth. I think they're not agreeing with Brother David. I think they're not agreeing with, and I don't know that. I don't know all those disagreements. You can disagree on personalities. That's okay. But when it comes to this one, if you don't agree, sit down and talk about it. This is too important just to be questioned aside because you don't like somebody. I don't care whether I like you or not. I'm gonna. If you have something, I want that. If you have the truth, I want that. I don't want this disagreement and this personality. I don't want to bring it here. I told him that. And he said he's going to talk to him. And I need to talk to Brother Vincent and Brother David and see what the problem is and see where. I want them together because you know him. You know Vincent. I didn't know Vincent, but Brother Don knows Vincent. I think Brother Don had visited him and he made a group between me and Don and him. And we talked. But the day that I was supposed to go to his church, that morning on Tuesday, on Wednesday, he was not there. I think he had gone somewhere else. So that Monday, the following week now, when I came, that's when I met him. Now, after that now, after Busia now, this is where I am. After Busia, this is where I am. This is Meru. All these are ministers together. And we are talking there. And you can see our cups there. We've been given some tea. And every time, this is at night. And we're going to go like that. The whole night, we're going to go like the whole night, brother, the whole night of Friday, the whole night. And then we were given 2 hours to sleep. So I was shown somewhere, me and my son Bill, and we just laid a bit for a few, maybe an hour or so. And then we woke up and we went back there again. The only thing you get is a cup of tea and maybe a slice of a toast or something and some arrows, boiled arrows and like that. And then you get into it again. And we continued. This is They have been taught by Brother Daniel. Daniel has been there. You know Daniel from Congo? He's taught them about that we are in the Ethiopian and things like that. And Brother Daniel was very deep and like that. But now, when they ask me some questions, not particularly on theophany, but on the millennium and things like that, the way I came, they said, it makes a lot of sense. I said, I have quotes, and I read maybe one or two. I don't remember reading any. I don't think I read. But I told them there are quotes that says like this. They said, okay, brother. You have dismantled, like the way we have been looking at it, it's kind of dismantled. They took a calendar. They said, brother, there's something that we want. We want you to take this calendar and mark. When are you coming back before you go to the U.S.? And brother, we looked at the calendar. We just take, I cannot get anything. I cannot, that's why I don't. But when you go, I want you to go to Meru, to those ministers again. And they can gather. When they see here you are there, Joshua can just call them, or I can call them and tell them, Brother Don is coming, such and such. And they will gather. So, they're good. The thing is, and I told them, the thing is, this is my attitude, brothers. Forgive me for this. This is my attitude. I don't care whether you see the way I see it. I don't care. I'm ready to listen to you and be ready to listen to me. I'm sure if I'm talking the word, then you're going to agree with the word. If you are seen, you're going to agree with the word. And that's all I want. I don't want anybody agreeing with me or following me. I don't want any following. I want people to follow the word. And they look at it, and then they hugged me down there. They said, brother, you can get us some time. I said, no, I'll not be able to do that. So we had a very good time. You can see I'm not preaching. I'm just standing there talking. That's the way we do it. It's a minister meeting. I don't have a tie. It's not a preaching. No, I'm just talking to them. And they have papers, they are writing, they have questions. Everybody asks a question, I can answer, or somebody else can answer, and like that, but they loved it. This is Lika. I don't know whether this is after I come from, this is after I come from Meru. So I traveled from Meru, arrived at night, after leaving Meru, I traveled. We've gone there with Brother Don. Brother Don knows Meru. We have had the conventions there. And I traveled at night. I arrived at night at home. So this is the following day I come to church. They didn't even expect me. This is the following day I preached. Now, this is the Sunday school, Nairobi National Park main gate. That is the animal orphanage place. This is the main gate when you want to drive out to see animals inside there. That's where you go. But we didn't go there. We didn't go inside there. But around there, these are the sisters who had come to help us with the children. There were many children, so we needed help, you know, to feed them and like that, to tell them, sit here. So those are the sisters who are helping us with that. These are the sisters, the young children, the Sunday school children, going to see the animals. You can see the hyena there. There's a hyena there running up and down. They are in the animal orphanage and they are running. They were so happy. They really enjoyed that. And, they're waiting for the next time. Now I go again. We go like that. They didn't love me. This is a youth meeting that Saturday after we left here. We had the youth meeting. That's the youth meeting that we had in Thika Town. That's the youth meeting that we had in the Thika meeting. It was not attended. It was abrupt. It was called very abruptly. It was postponed. When I was in Uganda, they were supposed to have it. But when they heard I'm coming, they postponed it. So the people were not able to come a second time. We were supposed to have a retreat, like go to, there's a place called Mount Longonot. We were supposed to go there where the mountain has erupted and has lava has come out and like that. They wanted us to go there. But we could not go there because of my time. I had very, very little time. So I was just giving whatever I am. We sit down with them. They have their questions. I answer their questions. The following day I'm preaching or someone going there. It was a very, very, very busy time. So that's that. Now, this is Kisumu. So I'll go to Kisumu the following day, the following week. Now that's towards the Christmas. This is Kisumu. In Kisumu, there's a very big problem of vehicles, of public transportation when in those days near Christmas. So now I had to go 2 days earlier and stay in Kisumu. And I went to Nakuru. From Nakuru, I had a problem getting another vehicle from Nakuru to Kisumu. I could not get a direct vehicle from Nairobi to Kisumu. So in Nakuru, I got another vehicle, another public transport vehicle. It's called a matatu. I got another matatu, and it took me. That was very comfortable. It was good. It took me to Kisumu. I stayed in Kisumu in a hotel, and then the following day, 24th, they said they would start on 23rd. But they changed it to 24th. So they said they're going to start their convention on 23rd. So I was to go there, 23rd, and be with them in the convention. And whoever is going to preach, preaches. But now they said they're going to come on 24th. So they had given me the whole day of 24th to preach. Now, they wanted me to stay until 25th. I said no, because the Vika conventions were starting on 25th. So I was to preach in Vika convention. So I said, no, I cannot do that. So they persuaded me. I said, no. So I only give them one day, that is 24th. So on 24th, this is when I've arrived. It's very far from the road. It's very, very far. You got to get a bike. There are no matatus going there. It's very far. So you climb the mountain on the top of the mountain, and at the top of the mountain with a bike, it drops you somewhere. It's called Mawengo. Part of that place is called Mawengo. So from there, now... Where is the convention? The convention is downhill, and there are rocks and everything downhill, down there. And I was given to a girl and a boy by a family there to take me down there. Those are the boy, the girl, the boy. They are carrying my bags. That bag is carrying water. That bag is carrying some water and some crackers, some snacks. Because I'm careful what I'm gonna eat there. So I had I don't know what I had there in the bag, but I had something to take care of myself, like and Coke Zero. I had Coke Zero in that because I knew it would be a very long day. So they're helping me, and they could not let me carry. That bull there it fights. It almost hit me. They go, no, don't get near there. And it does that, So we negotiated there. That boy, that guy, they really helped me. So we went there. Now there, this is Nairobi. This is Nairobi, actually. But I put it there. I thought it is Kisumu. It is Nairobi. But from there, from now, at that convention, That's where I preached about the churches are over and things like that in Kisumu. That's where Brother Dave is. Brother Dave is one of the brothers. I don't say that because I'm not saying bad about him. He's a very, very good brother. He's an old timer. He's one of the people who started the message. In Kenya, Mishik and Brother Dave. We call him David of Mombasa because he lived in Mombasa for many years. He made very many conventions. I think the first convention that I went to Mombasa, he's the one who had convened there. He's a very humble brother, a very quiet brother, but a very stern brother on what he stands for. He gave Don a very, very, very hard time. Him and Brother Obago, who passed on, is right? But now, he sat there, and I wanted him there. And I told him, brother, I want you there. And he came. Brother Mishik was not able to come. And another brother called Brother Morris. They were not able to come. But the brothers who came, we had a very good time. And I said, I'm not saying this so that we agree. And that's another thing I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, this. Look at it. Don't just throw it away. Just look at it. And now, before I went, he said, Brother Gumba, give me a number. Please, explain to me about the rapture and the millennium and the new other. Please, brother, don't leave me like that. I said, we're going to talk. We have not talked yet. I think I've been moving. But they wanted that brother. He marveled me because he was just there, brother, please teach me. He was just, and you know a brother telling you that's a marvel. You imagine Brother David telling me that, Brother David, that man, because he feels like that. But now he's telling me, brother, teach me. And of course, I don't think about anything good like that. But he was. I can see that the spirit there is very good. I want that. I want to preach them. I really want to preach them. And next time we go, you go, brother. I want you to visit Brother Dave and those churches in Kisumu. I want that. I want us to get them together because they want it now. They are still not seeing it, but. And I don't care whether they are, I don't want people to agree just like that. I want people to agree because they have seen it. You understand that? I don't want just people to agree because I'm saying it. No, I want people to agree. Oh, I see it. Now, they are seeing something. It's not open yet. They are seeing something. There's something about the rapture, about the because where do we go? I was asking, where then do we go? Where do we go after the churches are over? Where does the prophet say we go? We go to the rapture. In spring, we go to the rapture. We cannot deny that. You see that? And that's really helping them. And another thing that really marveled people, even in Iguru. You know this idea, brother, of people flying away? I told them, let's look at this. You talk about the scripture that says that we shall not all die. Okay? So they think that there are people who not die. I said, you see that. And it looks like it's obvious that everybody, that there are people who not die. But let's look at it. Brother Branham is the interpreter of the scriptures. Brother Branham, tell us. Are there people who not die? Tell us, Brother Branham. And I read them quotes. It's plain, everybody will die. That's the interpreter of the scriptures. And the brother in Guru, Brother Isaac, interrupted the people in Guru. And he said, brother, those quotes are reading. Do you have any of those quotes that is of 19 after 1963? Do you have any? He almost left his chair. When I read that. He almost said, a quote of 1965 saying that we shall all die. We must die, saying that. He almost said, he's jumping like that because of the joy. He saw it and now. So in Kisumu, that leader was a big thing, that we must die. So, okay. Because the idea, people, listen, we say like a joke that people think they're going to have wings and fly. That's what people think. That's what people think. That's what these message churches think, that we're going to fly. There's nothing like that. Okay. That is now the second time. This is the second time reaching Pakistan. I didn't have any pictures. I was beat up. It was obvious that I'm going to get into Pakistan. So when I was returned, I left Pakistan on 26th. Now, from Kisumu, listen very carefully. From Kisumu, I was picked up by Bill. So I didn't travel by road. By road it would have taken the whole day from Kisumu. So I had to take the freight. I took a freight. It was very expensive to go to Kisumu by freight and come back. So I took a freight from Kisumu. From Kisumu, I was dropped in Nairobi. I picked up my bill and took me to the church. I didn't go home. It took me to the church. But they gave us a break, and I had to go back and wear a tie to come back and preach. So I preached two sermons on 25th. After coming from Kisumu, 25th, I preached two sermons. And then after preaching two sermons on 25th, I rested, and then the following day, I preached the whole day. And then from there, I was taken to the airport to Pakistan. I went to Pakistan, I was returned. And didn't have flights from Dubai to Kenya, so I stayed in Dubai overnight. So they took me back to Kenya the following day. In Kenya, after arriving at night, I was coming out to go and get shaved, and they called me and said, why don't you come again? I said, I can come if you're sure that they can allow me. Come, they will allow you. They were not sure. They were gabbling. And I told my wife, they're saying I go back. I said, do we have money? He said, I don't have money. And we borrowed some money. We put it there, I think, on a credit card. And there we said, by the time, I had only about an hour and a half. I think the total I have was about one and a half hours to go, because the freight to go back to Pakistan. So I told Bill, I'm going. So we were eating somewhere. We were taking a cup of tea somewhere. I'd gone to be saved. I was not saved even. Because when we met with Bill, we said, we hug, let's take a cup of tea somewhere. And we sat down with Bill somewhere. And we are now drinking. That's when that phone call came. When we said that, it was only 1.5 hours, I think, to Nairobi. And Bill said, let's go, Daddy. And he picked up my bag. We picked up bags. I had not even unpacked. We just picked the bags the way they were, the shoes that I am, the way I am. We put them in a vehicle. Prrr, and I don't even have the ticket. By the time I had the ticket, I was near the airport. I had only about 30 minutes. Then I got the freight and I got in. Then he told, and me and my wife said, we are not going to tell anybody, because it will look very stupid for you to be refused, deported back, and you get another freight back there. So we are not going to tell anybody what you're doing. I said, don't tell nobody. Then I was back there. When I got there, this brother, you see this brother? This brother was there inside. And he told me, just queue there. And I queued there. That girl looked at me, she laughed, and punched my passport. He even didn't see where they had punched it that I had arrived another day, just 2 days ago, and they had circled. I didn't know that they circled it. They circled it, arrived, circled it, and because you are taken back, instead of saying you are taken back, they don't say that. They put, in that circle, they put a dash there, a dash there, a dash here, a dash here. That means you are taken back. That's what it means. But they didn't look at that. She didn't look at that. She just punched. And very, 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 like that, I just got in there. And I would like to talk to the brother again. I've not talked to him since I came back. I went there. Now, this was the problem. There were about maybe more than 1,000 people with their bags. They wanted bags. It's a very, very congested. And I stayed there, and I stayed there. I said, wow, what's going to happen? And there were. It was chaotic. People picking things. I think they had bags and bags from Dubai, from different countries, taking their suitcases and things like that. And some of them, there were luggages like to sell or something. I don't know. It was a very... So I stayed there for maybe 2 hours. And the brother was like, are you okay? Are you okay? And finally, I found the brother again. And the brother took me to it's not a brother, but anybody that's a Christian there is your brother. So they take him as a brother. I think he's from Baptist or something. It's not Catholic, but one of the churches that is closer to Catholic. So he went there. They told the people that the bags have not come. And they said, no, the bags from that flight are going to be coming after some time. I think they were behind us. I don't know what it was. So I got my bag slowly. I got out, and this is after that. Immediately at the airport, outside there. Then the next brother. I think the next is we're gonna. This is, you see, I'm not even shaved. It's the way I was. I was going to be shaved for 3 days. I've been traveling back. Now I was going to be shaved, and then there I am. I'm not shaved, and I just went to the airport. We are eating. After that, we had this is KFC. They took me to KFC. I was very hungry. So we had chicken there. This is Brother Anthony. That is Brother Izo. Brother Izo is an evangelist, and he's doing a very good job. He's also interpreting books. I don't know why Brother Joseph is not interpreting books anymore. And if he is, he's not giving them to Pakistanis. I want to talk to him about that, because they didn't need books. You know the way we were in Kenya when the message was starting? That's how it is in Pakistan. The message is starting there, and they're doing a good job, but he's doing a very good job, and I would like Joseph to support him. If he's not going to give the books, then let him support him, because he's doing a very good job. He's distributing them, interpreting them, and putting them in giving them to them in Urdu, in the language of Urdu. He's doing a very good job. He's helping them. Now, this is behind the bed, because this is the Sunday school. You know that Sunday I told you? We had in Kenya, after the Sunday school, after we went to the Sunday school, I said on a certain Sunday, there's a Sunday there, I don't know which Sunday, but that Sunday, I had three things. I think it's when I come from Meru, I had three things. I had the elders meeting. They had one question, the elders and the ministers in the church. There was a question about the two souls. There has been something that has come up in the church that somebody is not believing the two souls. And it was chaotic. And I didn't have the quotes right there, but I got the quotes and we stayed there. And after that, again, after the church, we stayed there with the elders and the ministers there, talking about those quotes. And I drew very well on the blackboard. And I think they got it. They got it because they said they got it. And from there, immediately I went home. We had this meeting with the parents of the Sunday school. You know, just busy. And brothers, I'm telling you this. I didn't get tired a bit. You see, when people see you like they're tired, I didn't get tired a bit. God had given me such grace, brothers. I didn't get tired. I didn't feel nothing. I'm feeling like that. I'm walking and feeling very good. I felt good all that time. So that is when we had that meeting. We had the meeting in my house. Those are the parents of the Sunday school children. And, This parents, their children are teaching them. It's very interesting. Their children are teaching them about the message, about the depth of, why don't we eat communion? Why don't we have communion? The children know. The children know. Because Jesus Christ has come. and it was very good. This is now, I think that night when I arrived during the communion. I might not exactly say the days here because they were really mixed. I was really mixed in the head. I didn't even know the days. I didn't know what days it was, what day it was. I was lost in the days by flights back and forth. I was lost in the days. So, but that is that night when we had communion, but I preached. I preached on disagreement, why we should not, even when we disagree, we should not disagree bitterly. We should not have any bitterness with anybody. And I read the quotes of the prophet, how even if you don't see eye to eye with somebody, still love them. Still love them. Have respect for them. Have respect for them. If you can help them, help them. Don't tear them down. Don't bring them down. Don't do that. And it was a very, very good sermon. And every time I preach, brother, I see things that are not looked at it that the way I'm seeing it now. So the Lord was also teaching me as I preached to them. Well, that's the same night. That's the same night. That's me preaching that day. And they're going to have communion after that. And going like that. That's Brother Anthony. And Brother Anthony, I will say this. Brother Anthony is not married. And I think there, the way they marry there is... I don't know where to say. I don't know whether to say that's wrong. There are some things I don't know. In fact, they talked about clothes. You know, the way they are clothes. I don't know how to condemn them, brothers. I don't know how to condemn them because I don't like the trouser. And there was a brother who makes those clothes for women. It's a trouser and something that goes down. It's a trouser. It's a Punjabi dress, you know, like that. Now I told him, why don't you make me one? He said, no, I make for women. I said, is there any difference? He said, yes, there's a difference between women clothes and men clothes. I don't know how. Because to me, they look the same. It's a trouser and something goes down there. So I said, I cannot make a man's dress. I cannot make a, he's a man, but he makes women clothes. I said, I cannot make a man clothes. I cannot. That's cool. I don't know how to make it, but I know how to make a man. I don't know the difference. So I didn't know how to condemn them, whether to say it's wrong or right. And I kept it. And I told the Lord, if the Lord tells me something, I'm going to say it. But now, I don't know what to say. And something I was not able also to say no or yes, is how they marry. This is how they marry. Like now, for example, let me say some examples. I don't know how to example to get. Like Michael is marrying senior. Michael is marrying senior. What happens is your father and your mother tells her mother and her father that they want senior. You get that? And they can agree or disagree. It's not upon her. It's not upon her. It's just upon their parents. And when the parents agree that you're going to marry her, that's all. That's all. She doesn't. They don't do nothing. They just say yes. I don't know what's happening with Anthony. I think he asked one, and I think the father don't want even for that sister to come. I'm saying personal things now. So he really wants to marry, and he says that if he gets a wife from America, he'll be very happy. I said, pray, continue praying. But what I'm saying is a very good brother. He's very serious with the word. He's very serious with the word. They don't believe in polygamy at all. They don't believe in polygamy. And that's one of the things that I felt like these people have really helped me. They wanted me so much. They loved me. They helped me to go back to Pakistan and like that, like that. I don't know how to bring these things out. I said, but you know, Lord, I've got to say them. So I talked about how we cannot baptize and how we cannot. But I got the brothers, the leaders. I got the leaders. I put them together. In a hotel room, and you're going to show those pictures. I told them, you got to believe. And one of the brothers told me, no, we cannot preach polygamy. You cannot preach polygamy. We don't need it here. We don't need it. I said, it's the word of God. It's got to be preached. It's the word of God. You cannot expurge. You know, is it called expurging? Word of God, a piece of word of God. I said, no, you're going to preach this. No, you're going to preach this. No, the word of God is going to be preached. Whether you are able to preach it, let other people who are able to preach it, preach it. But the word of God has got to be preached. You cannot say, this cannot be preached, this cannot be preached. Polygamy is the word of God. I don't know whether I've said that right. Yes. God said it. If God said it, it's like the other day, I preached something there, and people are wondering, why am I saying it? I said it because the prophet said it. I said it about the cherubims and things like that, and so forth. So polygamy in Pakistan is not there. I think they have taken, and Islam is there, Muslim is there, and Muslim believes in marriage, many wives. But I don't know why in Pakistan it's not something that is there. I think they're taken after India. India don't believe it also, you know, like that. So polygamy is not there, but it's like that. That's Brother Izo, This is Brother Moon. Wazim Moon Koka. Moon Wazim Koka is my interpreter. He's the one who interprets for me. I think that is his brother. I don't know them. I don't know them very much, but they love me. We love one another like that. Now, that's him again. I don't know which day I'm preaching, but I'm preaching. I preach daily until we have a minister's meeting. I still preach there. I'm preaching there again. Yeah, that's me again. I think this is another day. Yeah, because you can see Brother Dashan and Brother Akram. That's another Brother Akram from another place. This is Brother Dashan. Another thing about this brother, he has a church. He has a church, this brother here. He has a church. But he has a problem in going to preach, in going to preach to his church from where he comes. And he has a bike. He has a bike that has, and those people are poor, just like India and Kenya. He has a bike. He has a motorbike. That motorbike needs about $150 to fix it. And I said, if I get that money, I'm going to say that. There are two things I'm going to do. There's a place I'm going to show you here. We are wanting to start a church. We want to start a church in the village there. And one of the things is that brother there needs an iPad. He can only read in Punjabi, Urdu. There's a language called Punjabi, Urdu. It's Urdu, but it's in Punjabi. It's Punjabi, like near India there. It's the only language he can read. And it's not in Pakistan. So we have that language is interpreted by Brother Joseph in VOGR. That's one of the layer languages that are in the VOGR. So when we went there, we stayed there the whole day, and he took us around. There's a rich man there who have put him in a big farm, and he has a house there. He takes care of the farm, of that farm. So we went there and ate oranges, and he took us around, and like that. When he sat down, and Brother Aizo gave him that his phone and Googled and took that language and gave it to him, he could not even talk. He was not even hearing what he was saying. It was like a song. He was like, no, 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 no. He went on and on and on and on. And he was not even with us. He was not with us. And they were telling me, you see, he's taken over. And you can see how Mr. Maris, I mean, he was so happy when he reading that. So I said, God willing, if I have money, I'm going to buy him an iPad. And there, I'm going to send money there. So I'm feeling a burden of sending $300 if I get it, $300 whenever I get it, so that this brother, Dashan, can have his bike fixed so he can go to his church, can be able to attend to his church, and $150 for buying that for his for the iPad. You can go on with the fixtures. I think this is even better than me explaining everything. That's again me preaching. I can't explain it. This is when I arrived. Now, you remember, I came to Pakistan. Now, when I came to Pakistan, I was deported. Or I was taken back. They refused me in. Now, so every arrangement was disorganized. So here, we are seated with him in my hotel room, now discussing how do we put anywhere? Where do we put things back to where there were the ministers meeting? They would be caught again. And you know they had come. They had come and gathered there. And they had stayed there 2 days. In fact, one of the people was from Uganda. One of the ministers from Uganda, who is in Islamabad. He studies in Islamabad. He's in Islamabad University. So he had traveled from from Islamabad. It's about 8-6 hours, something like that, to Lahore. Now he stayed there for 3 days, and then he went back. All the 3 days that I was not able to come. So he went back. I didn't find him. So all those brothers had gone back. Now, how do we organize them back and bring them back? So we were able to catch most of them back, but it was a bit expensive. But that was okay. So we had it. So we are organizing that. We are trying to organize that with Brother Moon, and they were trying to call them. That's again me preaching, I think, that night. I preach every night. Every night, sometimes two services. I preach every day. And they did a good job in organizing for me. But mostly I stayed in the church. That's where, whenever you see this is in their church. This is in their church. I stayed in their church. They have a hall, a big hall, where they are holding very many people. That's again me preaching. And by the way, it's a bit cold. That's one of the sons of, that's Brother Wazim's brother. And they love me. They want to hug me. They want me. They love me. They really love me. They love me. Those are the ministers that day. That night. Those are the ministers that night. And that's the same. That's the same. That's the same night. That's the same night. Same night. But those are the sisters. And now another thing is, even the ministers, even when we had the ministers meeting. Now, both days, no, the last day they didn't have, no, they had sisters. The last day they had sisters. The last day I had another minister's meeting before I left. I think that was the fifth, I had a minister's meeting. But the sisters come. But I said, you have brought sisters? Now, the sisters has got to be strong enough for the things I'm going to say, because I'm going to say them anyways. So, because you brought them. So, I preached that like that, those are the pictures. I think pictures are telling better, because you can see it. And those are the sisters there. The sister's there. This is Anthony's sister. This is Anthony's sister. This is sister. I forget this the name of the sister. This is sister Anthony's sister. But this is Rebecca. Rebecca is getting married in April. Rebecca is getting married in April. This is Elizabeth. Elizabeth, I think, is going to get married, because now again, like Rebecca is the oldest. He's got to get married first, so that now Elizabeth gets married. But they already have somebody marrying her. And then Wazim is going to get married next. And then like that, they go like that. You cannot jump. Like Elizabeth now cannot get married before Rebecca. And like that. And Wazim cannot marry before Elizabeth. Like that. That's their culture. And again, I don't know how to condemn it. I don't know whether it's bad or not. I don't know. The only thing I felt like is like, I don't want anybody marrying. According to the prophet, you got to choose your wife. You got to choose your husband. Is that right? According to the prophet. But if that works for them, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem. But make sure that you are ready of the Lord, marrying whoever you're going to marry. That's the best way to go. So that's the way I put it, and I just leave it there. Because I don't know how to condemn some things anyway. I don't know how to condemn some things. I don't know how to say some things are bad or good. But I don't want anybody choosing me a wife. I want to choose myself. That's me. That's a boy. We're holding that boy. Holding those boys again there. The brother is a brother to Anthony. Now, this is it. I didn't realize that until later. The brother, I think, did something. He's not very good here upstairs. He's not very good. He has a problem. I think he has done some few things that are not right. And he's not right. But he came to the meetings, so and I preached to him. I think he left the message. He went to Islamabad, he worked there, left the message, and I think something happened to him. And I told him, I prayed for him, and I told him that we will remember him in prayers, but the best thing he can do is to get back to, maybe the Lord wants him to get back to the message. I don't know, but that's the best thing to do. You can't go wrong by going back to the message. So that's it. That's a brother to, this is a brother to, this is a brother, brother Akram's, Roshan Akram's brother, the younger brother. You know those girls that I've talked about, Elizabeth, their father. This is their brother. This is the brother to their father. They're the brother to their father. And he's the message. He's very happy. He's very good. He also told me that he's not married. I told him, well, you need to marry. You're getting old. Like that. This is, I don't remember his name. But he's a brother to them also. Like that. Go on. This is the same. This is Brother Wazim. That's Brother Brother Moon. He's interpreting for me. I'm teaching. I'm drawing there on the blackboard. But as you see, it was very cold. It was very cold. So I had my jacket until I get warm when I'm after I preach. And then like that. Another thing that these people want is prayers. They really want you to pray for them. They want to pray for them. There's a lot of praying. Just like in India, Brother Don, everybody wants you to lay their heart on them like that. They want to go, I'm hurting here. And I feel bad because I don't want to tell them no. Can I tell you something? I don't like that. Let me tell you the truth. I don't like that. I can pray for somebody who is sick. But now they're coming like, if I pray for them, they're going to get healed. The Lord has not told me they're going to get healed. I don't know. So don't, when they don't get healed, I feel like, you know, you don't have a leg. You want me to pray for you, have a leg. The Lord has not told me you're going to have a leg. but you want me to pray for you because you don't have an egg. I'm going to pray, but there's nothing. I'm not promising. Do you get that? I'm not promising. Because this is something that the Lord has got to show you. Is that right? That's right. So I don't. But your prayers, I will just pray for you. And that's what I did. I prayed for them and like that. And this is outside town. This is outside Lahore town. Away from town. Way from town. In a village. The way they call their village is like it's a slum. But it's a brick buildings. They are good buildings. They're not slums like in Kenya that is made of wood like that. Now I'm preaching there. They received me in a very, very great way. They're putting flowers on me. That man looks like me. It's black like me. So I told them, I didn't know. I've never seen black people in Pakistan since I came. So I was very happy to see that man. And his family is all like that. They are kind of black a bit, like that. So they all received me in a great way. And I was introducing the message here. So I was telling them that God's mercy, I was preaching on this, God's mercy is to bring you out. He wants to save you. The only way he can save you is to send somebody. Like when he wanted to save the children of Israel, he sent Moses. So he sent Brother Branham for his mercy to tell them, you are wrong here. Get out of here. Come here. This is where God wants you. It's a denomination church. And we had a very good time. But they are preaching to them, and they are coming to them. They are trying to preach them the message of the hour and giving them books. In fact, even here, we gave those people books, and the pastor is reading the books and like that. So they are doing a good job. They are introducing the message. And they're doing that. I can't do that. I can't do the kind of job they're doing. But I love it. When you go out there to the Muslims, to everybody, and you can sneak a book and tell them about the prophet, and they come. You understand that? And they cooperate. They cooperate. Even in the minister's meeting, there were a lot of people maybe a few people that were ministers of denomination. And they're talking to me right now. And finally, they asked me a question after the minister meeting. After talking those very deep things, about where we were, because that's what we were talking. Where we were. We are in the rapture. That's where we are. And I was telling them that. And where we are going. And I drew that, the whole thing, and I explained very well. That brother, Rusev, gave his brother. Because what I did, brothers, another thing that I did, and I don't encourage people doing it, I told them, ask me questions. The problem is, people go and tell them to ask them questions like they have answers to every question. I told them, no, I don't have an answer to every question. So if you ask me a question, I don't know. I'm going to tell you, I don't know. Do you understand? I'm going to tell you, I don't know. So expect that also to be told, I don't know. Okay? But now ask me any question you want. Any question you want about the message, ask me. And they ask me questions. And the brother said, brother. And he pointed out, and he said, no, minister, brother. And he's very, very good. Even now he's talking to me. He said, brother, you have come from there. That's in the Garden of Eden, brother. You have come. You've told us all that, and that now you pointed out that's where we are, in the rapture. And all this time, we've been waiting for the rapture. What do we do? Brother, tell me, what are we going to do now? I said, that's a good question. That sounds like Acts 2:38. Now you've told us all that. Then what do we do, brothers? I said, this was where I thought I'm disappointing them. The brothers thought, I'm going to tell them, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins and be given the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because that's what they've been saying, right? I said, no, I'm not going to say that. I said, that I know that is what he said that time. That was that time. I said, this time is sell yourself to this message completely. Give yourself to this message. There's nothing you can do. And I know I disappointed my brothers who are hosting me. Because they said, no, you can't do that. You can't say that. I said, that will not work today. That will not work today. Repent and get baptized. That will not work. How do you come now? Just give yourself. Have you seen the message? Have you seen his camp? Have you seen the rapture? Give yourself to it. That's all. Sell yourself to it. Do you understand what I mean, brothers? Sell yourself to it. The rest, God will take care of it. It's God's work. It's God doing it. It's not exactly like that. So I disappointed them on that. And this is in that church, I think. And that's in that church. That's a red carpet. And they had given me a red carpet from the door. A red carpet. And they were throwing flowers as I got in. There's a video there I'm not shown. There were girls from each side throwing flowers on me. Before I went to the front and put flowers on me, they were throwing flowers on me. They treat you like a king. And I would like you to go. I like you to go there. I would like one time, three or four people, whoever is going to be able to go, I would like you to go there. And it's not bad. It's not bad because you're going to go and stay in a hotel. And every hotel, a guard is there with a gun. So you are completely protected. And nobody can get in the hotel because the hotels are... They are in a certain way that when you get in, the door closes. You cannot just get in there. And if you have any gun or anything, the arm cries. The security there is very, very tight. In every church, like every corner you go, like now the churches are gathering here on Sundays. On Sundays, church gather, okay? They are gathering here. They're in that corner. Another church, that corner. And of course, Muslims are there. Because they know that in every corner, at the corner here, there's somebody like a military man, very well equipped. You can only see this. It's like a terrorist himself, but he's carrying a gun and pistol, and he's completely armed here. He's sitting there, and then you can see, and he's like that. He's I don't know their code. They're very, very well trained soldiers. They're there. They are guarding on every corner. And he's alone, but he's in this corner like this. He's like that. So everything is very well protected. In the hotel there, the guard there has a gun. He has a pistol, and sometimes they have big guns like that. He's one, but he's there, and he's ready. And he has a house here. So when you get into a hotel, nobody can get in there. It's very well. The security is very, very good. Unless now you go, I don't know how, when you go, and in the villages, it's very good. In the villages there, there's nobody who's going to ask you any question. You just go in the villages, but in town sometimes. But don't feel insecure. Don't feel insecure. Some people were telling me, brother, why go to Pakistan is bad and it's dangerous. I said, no, somebody's got to go there and talk to them. And it's me. If the Lord has fallen on me, it's me. I'm going to go. But anyways, it's not bad. You can go, brother. I would like you to go. I would like you to visit. It's good to go. It's good to go. You be different. You look at things different. You start realizing how, and when more is given to you, more is required of you. Amen. You start requiring, so God, you're such gracious to us. You start recognizing that. So that's that. That's when I'm getting in there. But now, I forgot to take off my shoes. So I'm going there, and they are putting flowers on me, and then I'm almost there. And I think it's a brief there. You cannot go to the pulpit with shoes. I think that you cannot go to church with shoes. Of course, even in the houses, they don't wear shoes when they're getting in there. But that is very, because they have told me, no. It's like, you remember Moses? They are very much on that. You remember Moses was told to take off his shoes? I think they have so much of that, which is okay. I just take my shoes and like that. And sometimes, unfortunately, sometimes, when they throw those flowers like that, so if you have white socks, then I don't think those white socks will be white socks again. After stepping on those, they get red like that. But you cannot get in the church with shoes, of course. So we had that, and had a good time. That's the pastor there. I think that is, one of them is his wife. I think this is his wife. This is his daughter. This is one of his son, like that. This is a woman that had a leg that was cut. The leg was cut. And now, this is, I pray for them. And I pitied her. I really felt touched. And I know that I'm down there to pray for them. And that's all I can do. I'm not telling them that they're going to have their eggs. The Lord has not told me that. That does not mean it cannot happen. But does the Lord want? That's the point. Sometimes the Lord wants them to stay without a leg. It's a hard thing to say, but that's the truth. Is it right? Yeah, it's a hard thing to say. Sometimes God wants people to die. You pray for them, and they're going to die. Praise be to God. Can you hear that? But when God says, do it, then you can raise them up. Even if they are dead, you can raise them up. If God says that they're going to rise, they're going to rise. Is that right? Like that. But I pray for them. And sometimes, because they want each one to come, I say, no. Because they are about maybe 30, and everybody, a prayer. I told them, no. You want me to pray for them? Come all of them together, and they come all together. And I said, just hold yourself together, and we pray. Just a group like that. That does not satisfy them very well. But I said, that's what we can do, because we don't have time. But I don't care praying. Brother, I can't go wrong on prayer. Is it right? Talking to the Father. I can just talk to the Father. Whatever he's going to do, he's going to do. That's the culture there. They really like praying. And that's good. That's good. And sometimes, I don't know what is happening. Yeah, that's a deal. That's a mother. I can't remember everything. Yeah, this is the man. The man that looks like me, and he loved me so much. He was calling me brother in the language. Brother, he looked like me, and he's just old as me. We are old people like that. So he was so happy, and he gave me turban. They have a culture of wearing turbans. I don't know what it means. It's not religious. It's not anything. I think it's the culture there, and then taking this their beers here on the nose, you know. Is it called gothique? Something?
Mustache
and twisting it like that. They have that. I don't even, when they grow, I can grow it and do it maybe next time I go there like that. I think that is there. That's the same place. That's the same place. Oh, I think that is the whole family. I think that is his family. They live in one house, all of them. His brother's wife, all of them, they live in one house. They live in one home, although it has some stories up there. That is his family. That is his whole family, the grandson, like that. Now, this is the minister's meeting. This was my interpreter. And now, but after I preached, it came to a place where now he was asking questions. You cannot ask me questions and you're my interpreter. Who is going to interpret? Now, you go there, Brother Moon come, interpret his question now. So, he didn't agree with me. He didn't agree with me on my answers. So he followed me. He followed me with some other brothers in the hotel room. And I don't think we slept that night. We stayed there. About 5-6 brothers like that. questions. But when he went from my hotel, he said, "Brother, I see it. Brother, I see it." I don't know how far he saw it, but he said, "Brother, I see it. Brother, I see it." And he started explaining, and I liked it. He's a very, very good brother, and he knows English. Sometimes my English, I don't know, my accent or something, he could not get it very well. So when we started, he was saying, "Okay, say it again, like that again." And can you go back a bit, brother? Can you go back to that one? That is about the soul and whatever. And the soul, and what God takes, and what is this God that is taking in the rapture, like that. That is something that I really saw very clearly. What is this that God is taking? He's not taking this body. This body is quickened, to become subject, but that is not what he takes. He takes your soul and your spirit. He takes them. That's what he marries, and you marry, like that. He's the one, he marries the one. So I was explaining that. He's a very strong man. He's a strong, very strong one. Another thing, brother, you see this brother here? See that brother? Can you go back a bit? Well, this brother had come from very far. He traveled one whole day, and that was the second time for him to travel that whole day to come. And he was to go back at night. So he boarded, after we finished, he boarded the bus. He arrived there, and he told me he arrived there, I think around 10 or something, the following day. He left around midnight. He arrived around midday or after midday the following day, and he told me he arrived well. That brother argued. He really argued with me, and he looked strong. He looked somebody like somebody who's well there. But he's a very good brother. We later on talked, and we are talking on phone. And he's interested with this. He's very interested with this. But now each one of them is telling me, when I come, I'm not going to stay in Lahore again. I'm going to go to their churches, wherever they are. I'm going to go. I have so much invitation now that they want me to be in their churches, And I told them, if God gives me another chance, I will be able to come. So I don't remember his name, but it's on my phone. I can tell you. I don't even remember the name of my interpreter. All right, that's the same. We had that was a very heated, because they told me to preach for 1 hour and then give them a break. I ended up preaching for 3.5 hours and then questions. And nobody did nothing. They were just looking. I didn't even need no time. They also need no time that they went like that. So by the time we are realizing, we are over 3.5 hours and then questions. And then after that, we went to my hotel room. And when we stayed there, more questions. But it was good. And I'm telling you, brother, God had given me grace. I didn't feel any tired or anything. I was just fresh. Like that. That's still there. That's right. Like that. Another thing they have, You know, here we don't preach, we don't read the quote, we don't read the Bible when we are starting. So, finally, Brother Akram, the one that was hosting me, the one of the pastor of this church, whenever we go, we would say, brother, get a scripture first. They get a scripture first. And they could not sit down until I read a scripture. So, I started doing that. There's nothing wrong with that. Started doing that. I believe whatever I say is the word, anyways. And I don't want to start all the time when I'm talking the word, with the word of God. So I said, no, I'm going to do exactly what they're saying. So we had that. Then we had that. That's the same. You see, they have sisters. They have sisters, and it's a minister's meeting. Even in those disagreements, they are still there. I said, you sisters, it's got to strong. Where your jackets. Now, because we're going to talk strong things here. It's a minister's meeting, and you come. So, and I'm not going to stop. I'm here for this. So I'm going to talk about it. So the sisters also, why that? And we talked like that. Even in the disagreements. And I said, I'm not going back down because the sisters are there. No, you know, I have a mission. I brought this to you, so you got to get it. I've got to do it over there. So that is that. That's a board. That board was not enough. I went down there. I got another one down here. So we had that big board, and we had another small one here because they didn't want me to delete that. What was on that? Now that was a very, very long service. That's a very long service there. It took a very long time. Okay, this is that brother. You see? After disagreeing all that, now we are so good friends, and and I really loved it. And this is a minister. I don't know him. But that's a minister. That's a minister from another church. This is, I think, his son. Okay, like that. This is his sisters. This is another day. This is not the ministry meeting. This is another day. No. It's the same. It's the same day. Now we are talking with them. Children and things like that. Because I remember I had that chat that day. Yeah, the same. Okay, God, in the same place. You heard this ministers meeting there. These are ministers, brothers. These are ministers. This is the host pastor. This is the one. This is the father. This is Akram. It's Akram, the father of Wazim. The one that is Akram Roshan. Akram Roshan Koka. That's that family. He's a pastor there. He's a pastor. He's the owner of this church. He's the one who coordinates all this. He's the one who calls all this. All these people are Dahim. They kind of are Dahim. When he calls them, they come. This is the ministers. And these are good people because they were just called abruptly and they were called and they come. That was good. So ministers. Same. This is in the room. This is in my room now. After we finished talking in the ministry meeting, they come to my room. This brother, can you go back a bit? This brother is starting a church in his house. And he has two houses there. And that's another thing that I want to encourage him. Because unless somebody goes there, there's no church. Unless somebody goes there like Brother Wazim, and they are not able to go. But they are trying to buy a car. A church is trying to buy a car. It's not finished yet and is down right now. It needs a few fixing so that they can be sending somebody there. There are about more than 10 people in this area. It's like this house. This is his house. He has his family, but he has another two families there that are wanting to hear this, and they are being talked about on this. So whenever somebody comes here, they come to hear the message. So I want to encourage him so that we can have a church there. That's a place in his house that we want to have a church there. So they come. They're in my room there at night. This is a man who is marrying Rebecca. This is the brother who is marrying Rebecca Akram. They are going to do their wedding in April, and they are inviting us. They are telling us if we can go there for that wedding in April. And wedding there is a big, big, big thing. It's a big thing. So if you want to come, if you want to go, and you have money, we can see what we can do. I don't have money to go, but if you have money, we can visit them. We can visit them and preach to them. This brother is the interpreter. That's why he came. He came in my room purposely for this. And he has questions. He has questions. And I had to explain everything to him until he was satisfied. But we took long. We took long, brother. Because and the good thing is, it's not an people hate argument. He's not arguing. He's saying, brother, but why are you saying this? He's just saying, but why are you saying this? Why did then God say this? Why, if you're saying this, why did God say this? And we could go on. And it was good. It was good. I think I drew a lot of pictures there. That is, brother. Now, that's another day. That's another day now. We are in his house. The Dashans that I told you is brother Dashan. That is his family. And another thing there, whenever you preach, like now, we should eat. I don't know why they believe like that. Whenever we preach like this, we go outside there and we eat. We eat food every time. Every time we met, we had to eat. So after the church here, we go to go somewhere. We eat. And then we go to another place, we preach, and then we eat. Every time we go to eat. So that's his house. Those are his boys. And we had a good time. That's a brother that I want to fix a bike for. That's a preacher with him in his church, Brother Dashan's church. That's Akram. This is Wasim. Wasim, I'm preaching, and he's my interpreter. And he's doing a very good job. Wasim does a very good job. He's a very good interpreter. He doesn't, when you finish, I think he also got used to me. Before I finish a sentence, he knows what I'm going to say, what I'm saying, and he says it. He did a very good, Brother Wasim did a very, and he's a very good brother, and he studies the message. That's a church, message church, so I preach the message. I don't remember exactly the topic, but I preach the message there. That is where, I don't know where we are. Oh, no, we go to the house to eat. We are eating. After preaching, eating. After preaching, you go to eat. And they have a lot of chicken. This is now, after I preached, there's a place. After that, we went to another place. It's a far place. It's like here, you go further than Mooresville. Maybe from here to Charlotte. From now, Dashan's house, where we had the part church, to this church. This is another church that we're going. Now, after preaching, I don't know where this has come earlier, because after I preached, there's some pictures where I preached. I think I didn't put them there. After I preached, they say, now you got to have an experience of a bike. I said, yes, I like it. I like bikes. So they carried me in a bike. We had a car, but we didn't board a car. So we had a bike. They carried me on a bike to his house to eat. So we went to his house to eat. And this is some flowers. I'm giving there some flowers. This is brother Andonis. Brother Jesus, the evangelist. Those are his children. They are all girls. His wife is heavy, is expectant. And their prayer is, and they say that I pray. And you can also hold her in prayers. He wants a boy. He wants a boy. They want a boy. And I told them, God can change that. God can give them a boy. And if this is not a boy, maybe God wants them to give them a girl, and they can get a boy later. But if you pray, God is going to give you. And I believe in them, and you can hold them, uphold them like that before God. Those are his children giving me flowers there. That is Anthony's sister there. Anthony's sister there. After we are eating there. That is Wasim and one of Isaac's daughter there. They are still eating there. They wanted to have pictures with me so much. And we are still sitting on the carpet. So they were coming one by one to have pictures. Both of them there now. I have pictures there with me. Those are the children in that house. And by the way, the girl that Moon is going to marry is now from this house. From where we are. That's from his house. Because the father have talked already. They have talked already. The father and the mother. You know, you don't talk. It's the mother and the father. The prince talk. They have already talked. That's where he's going to marry. This is the brother that I was talking about. His name is Akram. That wants to start a church somewhere. And they're trying to do that. All right. I don't know who that is. Because that is not brother. That's not brother Wasim's girlfriend. That's not it. There's a brother from that house where we are in. There's our children from that home. And that's it. We are eating here. This is brother's house. This is where that question came. They asked me a question. They asked me a question. And they asked,
Isaiah a question. I had gotten outside and they asked Isaiah a question. Then Isaiah said, no. And it's a Bible question. I also don't know it. So he said, I have my senior. Let my senior answer that. And I don't know where. I think somebody had called me from here and I'd gotten outside to answer the call. So I come back and he was telling me, brother, there's a question here. And they're all surrounding there. They're asking questions. They're asking, how can that be? There's a question in the Bible. So, brother, I read it and told brother, I don't know. And he said, no, you got to answer, brother. I'm saying that you got to. I said, I don't know. I'm going to say to them, I don't know. But let me, give me a minute. So I sat there. I read the Bible. I've read it, but I've never even thought what that is. I think it's a sin unto death and sin like that. Sin unto death, I think, it's a scripture like that. So I read it. And just there, quotes started coming. And when you know it's a quote, you know it's the truth. Quotes started coming. I said, I got it. I said, I have it. I said, what is it? And I explained it very well, what the prophet says about the sword sin is, sin unto death, and said, explained it very well by the quote of the prophet. And brother, I learned it also. I learned it there. I learned it, and we all learned it, and we are so happy. And it was a good thing. Now, this is in the farms. This is in Ham. We go to the villages. This is the man that I was telling about. When he started reading that, brother, that quote, those quotes of the prophet, he was lost there. He was not with us no more. And he stayed there, that one, like glued there. And I'm not even hearing what he's saying. Even the other brothers are not hearing, because that's Punjab Urdu. So he said, going. I said, I'm going to buy an iPad and put that Urdu language there so that he can, he wants to read it. He wants to read it. And he loved this message. That's a man. So we are in the farm, and he's all over, he's taking us. And you see, when I got there, there's something there. If they love you and they're receiving you, they give you a flower. So he didn't have nothing. So he went there somewhere and got a flower and cut it and bring it to me. That's where, before I got out of the vehicle, he brought me that flower. I think you can see it before that, but that's okay. So now, I'm in the villages now there. He's the one who's taking care of that. I'm taking oranges, plucking them oranges, and eating them there, and enjoying them there. Like that, we are there. With the brothers. This is that man who takes care of that farm. It's a big farm. That's wheat. This is oranges. That's oranges. And as a brother, as a calf. This calf is not a calf. It's not a cow calf. It's a buffalo calf. It's a buffalo calf. Yeah, it's a buffalo calf. Yeah. What do you call this? What is this? The like kales that are bitter. What is that? The bitter leaves, like kales. What is carrots? Carrots. Are they carrots that are bitter or something? I don't know. But what they want is the seeds. I think that's what they're looking for. Those seeds. The seeds. Yeah.
Looks like it just hasn't opened yet.
What?
Is it sunflower?
No, it's not sunflower. It's like kale.
Mustard.
This is mustard. This is mustard, and it's big. They have it so much. This mustard. It's mustard seed. So this is mustard seed. These leaves are bitter a bit, but they're good. They're killed. They also eat the leaves. Yeah, they're mustard. This is a farm. This is a tractor. And the tractors are not, you see here where they're seated, is flat. It's not like ours here. It's like this. That is flat. People sit on it. People sit on it. It's flat. So like that. And the rabbits there, they are not caged. They just go around there, and they have somewhere where they go hide, and they put a stone on the after they get in. They put a stone there, that's their door, and they know how to go eat and then come back and keep the stone there. It's a very good way of reading it. This is where he was reading it. This is a fire. He lit a fire, and he sat there. We talked, and he brought us some sodas there. And that's where he was reading it. That's where he was given by Izo. He touched me, brother. He touched me when you can look at his face when he was reading it. You can see he's in it, and that touch. He said, "I'm gonna do that," and put that language there so that he can be reading it like that. So we are eating there in that beside the fire, and back in the oranges, and enjoying there. We didn't enjoy it. And that's why, another thing I want to tell you, brothers, we want to start a church there.
in that house, in that place. You want to start a church there. Because there's about six people there in that homestead, and you want to start. It's a bit far from town, but we can start a church there, and we decided we're going to have a church there. The only thing is we got somebody to have somebody like Darshan can be coming if we fix that bike. He can be coming there, and when they fix their vehicle, one of the people can be coming there on Sundays and taking care of them. Because this man wants it. This man wants it. He's climbing up there to get me some berries. some guavas, yes, that's right. So you're there. I enjoyed this time. They took me to the villages. I have never been to the villages, and I liked it. I liked it. Like that. With the rabbits. I think this is better than me explaining everything. This is better. This is better, brothers. This is better. Oh, and then they think I cannot do it. They think I cannot have a whole day. They think I'm an American. But I can do it. Yeah, and that's how they... I carry it like this. They say, no, you don't carry it like this. You've got to put it there when you're carrying it back home or you're going to work with it. So they do. Yeah, I enjoyed it. Like that. Yeah. So those are the brothers again, the ministers sometimes. No, those are not ministers. Those are just brothers in that church where Brother Azim is getting his wife from. This is before I left, we had another ministers meeting. Yes, we had another ministers meeting before I left. There's a ministers meeting. And the thing that we discussed, but that's what they discussed so much. They discussed, and I took them out of that. And I told them, to me, that's not important. And sometimes I'm blunt. Sometimes I blunt, but I thought I don't want to go like that. They were talking about a brother who has brought this idea from Joseph Branham. They are saying you don't read any book if it's not from VOGR. That's what I'm saying. And they discussed about that. I said, that's not important. And so I told them there's not even need of answering him. You do whatever you do to understand this message. Whatever information you can get, just get it. Provided you know the prophet who has said it, just say it. Just stick to that. Look for it. I told them the prophet went even to history. Is that right? To history books and those things. Do anything that is within your means to understand this message. And that's all you required. So I took them away from, because they were leading, going like that. And they had a point. But to me, I told them, that's not important. Just leave everything. Whatever they say, you're going to get a lot of people saying this. Don't take your time with them. Study the message. Whether the book comes from VOGR, wherever it comes, and Joseph is doing a good job. He's done a very, very good job by distributing this written word. Writing these books and taking the book to the people. But at the same time, if you can get anything, even dictionary, when you don't understand something, a word, just go to the dictionary. Nobody can tell you if the dictionary has not come from so-and-so, don't need. No, read it. Wherever you can get this. That's the minister's meeting. This is back. I think this is back in Kenya. After I come to from Kenya, this is me preaching in Kenya. There's a video on that also. Me preaching, I was very... From that time I told you, I was beat up. From that time, brother, I stand here and God comes and boom. And God, and it has been very, very good ever since. So that time. Now here, we are going to Joseph's burial. This is me. This is Bill. This is his son. This is his wife. We are going to Brother Joseph's burial. That is on escarpment. You know, Rift Valley escarpment? We stopped there, and we had some pictures there as we went to Brother Joseph. Brother Joseph from Nairobi, you got to pass the escarpment, Rift Valley, as you go to his place, where he was buried. That is her cousin. I think her name is Sarah. Is it Sarah Hope? Is it? Her name is Hope. That's her cousin. That's Bill's wife's cousin. So like that, we're going there. I didn't have pictures from Joseph's. I think that's almost the end. And I didn't have pictures from Joseph Barrio funeral, but I stood up and gave you a condolences. I said that I'm here representing the church in America, where Brother Joseph have been visiting us, and my pastor, Brother Don,
and the church gives their condolences. And other people who knows Brother Joseph, Brother Chris, I mentioned Brother Chris, Brother Michael, Brother Keenan, those are the ministers, I mentioned them, and I told them that they sent their condolences. I'm sorry, you have not told me, but I knew your heart. I knew your heart, but you had condolences, and you are mourning with them, and I told them like that. So that's all. I have some more here, but that's not here, because it's very wrong. I can, every time, everything I did is so much, and maybe as we go on, I'll be throwing something down there that I've forgotten. I'll reach there. I've taken too much time, brothers and sisters. And this is good. This is great. This was a great mission. And the devil wanted to stop me. The devil wanted. I'm not exactly gotten exactly why. I've not gotten that. That's not come to my mind. But one of the things was, it was temptation. Are you gonna say those things that are gonna cut them like that after they showed you love, calling you again, coming? You understand that? But that does not stop me from nothing. So finally, I'll tell you this. I got them in the hotel room. I said, brother, what I'm saying is, this thing, and they thought that I'm angry, because I'm saying this thing has got to be preached. This thing that you're saying cannot be preached, has got to be preached. You're not putting people to you. You are putting people to him. Give the people him. If they don't like him, that's okay. That's not your work, whether they like him or not. Give them him. Do you understand what I mean? Yeah. Don't say you're not going to say this. Say it and leave it there. It's not about you. It's not about what you want. It's not about our church and what we want to make. I told them that. That didn't make them, they didn't like it very much, because I was talking about marriage in force, about no baptism, about no communion. That has got to stop. We cannot continue with this. If we agree that it's clear, we cannot continue with this. And a kind of why they thought I'm angry, but I don't, is because I'm strong. I was not mincing my words. I love you, and I'm going to come back again and again and again and again. But we got to get away of this. We got to get out of this, because we are here. We are here. We got to stay where he's at and where he wants us to be. Thank you very much, brothers, and may God bless you. But up until now, I don't know why were they stopping me? Why had I to go back to Kenya? And that one is still a mystery. I don't know, and God knows. May God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Brother Don, God bless you. I'm taking so much time, brother.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I know you enjoyed that very much. And we just thank God so much for Brother Gumba's sacrifice of time and his love for the people and the ministry that God is giving. And we're happy to be a part of that and to support that in every way that we can. And so that was very good. We really enjoyed. We really appreciate it. And I see that Pakistan is very much like India. Of course, they're right there on the border, so there's an overlap. But even I was thinking about the arranged marriages. I ran into that when I first got to India. And I was really surprised, and I thought, how could it be? But you know, it's actually in the Bible. Abraham sent his servant to get a bride for Isaac. She never seen him. She never met him. She didn't know nothing. But God was leading and guiding. And but one of the first, when one of my first trips, I was there, and there was a family, and a girl was getting married. And I asked her. I couldn't help it. I had to. And, you know, probably might have been out of order. I don't know. But I asked her. I said, don't you want to choose your own husband? And she was like, no, never. And I'm like, why? And she said, because the parents are older and wiser, and they're going to pick out a better mate. And she said, and, you know, they don't have all the problems. They didn't marry for emotion. They didn't marry for... But now the sex and everything else that they do, but there is a responsibility. And when they marry, it's that way. And they learn to love one another, and it's pretty amazing. But so many good things, brother. When it comes to the Word, Brother Branham said, all hail is against this revelation. And rather, it takes a real love to be able to speak it and say it when, they're going another direction. And rather, that is the real love. That is the love of God that makes you be able to speak truth when you know it's going to upset everything that they have, everything that they're going through. But the scripture said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And once one seed sees what you're saying, brother, it sets, of course you were already on fire, but it set you on fire. To see that seed coming to life, it's like full payment from God. Such a great blessing. And so we thank God. We rejoice with you, brother. And we really appreciate the testimony. So we'll ask you to stand together with us as we dismiss this morning. Once again, be careful going on the roads. And just be safe. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you. We thank you, praise you. And Lord, what a great testimony today. What a great privilege, Lord, to be a part, Lord, of this ministry, Brother Goomba, that you blessed him and anointed him, Lord, and just done great, great things, Lord. And to see how Satan tried to hinder him and hamper him and put roadblocks up, Lord. But that leading of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that love of God in him, Lord, kept him persistent, kept him pushing forward. And Lord, you let it come for your glory and your honor. And we thank you and praise you for that. And Lord, may you continue to bless him and strengthen him. And Lord, as these brothers are reaching out to him for more, Lord, just give the spirit of revelation, Lord, to each one. And Lord, let your spirit continue as the brother, as he opened with those things. Let us be on fire, Father. Don't let it get common. We know how easy it is for so many things just to be common. But Lord, let that fire kindle in our hearts every day. Lord, for more. Lord, to desire and to draw unto you. Lord, that you might feed our souls. Help us and guide us. Bless each one that's here. Those that were not able to come, Lord, bless them, anoint them, and keep them. As we commit all to you, as we ask every blessing, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you so much.